Hey y'all, this is Astro Dim here doing the new moon in Gemini reading. I know I'm a day late, but it don't even matter though, because you can still do your manifestations by late tomorrow, right? And then the energy of the Gemini new moon is gonna last until the next new moon, which will be in Cancer, and it'll be at its like height this week, but then it'll be like the energy's like obviously apparent until the full moon in Sag. So I'm Gucci anyway. Okay, y'all. I've been getting over, like, I have this like weird bug. Don't worry, it's not COVID. It has none of the symptoms of COVID, but child, like, I've been noticing that, you know, because I guess people are staying inside more, that other, like, people in my, like, that my friends and my family have been getting other bugs too. And I think it's because we're not going out as often, we're not in the air. I don't know, it's just a suggestion, it's just a thought that, you know, popped in my head. I could be wrong, I don't study this shit, but something's up, because people are getting consistently sick, not with COVID, but with other things. So something's definitely up. I don't know what it is, but it's really interesting. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Gemini new moon. So to let you know, if my, like, you know, voice gets a little bit weird throughout this whole experience, I'm sorry. I'm tired. And, like, this is, like, the first day of me feeling straight. I still have some, like, weird stomach pains. And then I wake up with a headache. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I might just have to get some tourmaline, and I'm just going to leave it at that. If you know, you know. Okay? All right. Gemini new moon. It happened May 22nd, 2020 at 1:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 2 degrees Gemini. Well, let me just say it like this. 2 degrees and 5 minutes of Gemini. There you go. And, you know, what's interesting about new moons, that I always go through this spiel, is that it's the sun and the moon coming together. They're not, like, they're conjuncting. They're not blocking each other like an eclipse, right? That eclipse is going to happen, I believe, the next new moon, I believe. You'll know when I do the reading. but we're going to definitely have some, our eclipse season, our last eclipse in Cancer is going to be this one following up. I think it's going to be on the 22nd or the 23rd, something like that. But anyway, could be on the 21st too, honestly. Something like that, right? But anyway, right? You know, the sun and the moon are, like, near each other, not in a vertical way, but horizontally, they're near each other. And, you know, what's interesting is, like, basically because of the Earth's shadow from the sun, the Earth's shadow is blocking the bright side of the moon, so we can't really see the new moon. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of why we can't see it. But when you think about it, you know, with the new moons, the sun and the moon are together. The sun represents our conscious actions, our self-expression, and the moon represents our inner feelings, our subconscious actions, not our subconscious or how we're programmed, but just naturally the subconscious actions part. Like, our programming and our subconsciousness is more Neptunian, but our subconscious actions is more moon, right? The things that we do that we don't realize. I heard this example, like, when I was learning astrology, that, like, they say that, like, the moon represents, like, what are your reactions when you see something crazy happen out of nowhere? Like, you see a car accident happening in front of your face. What the hell do you do? You know what I mean? That's your moon energy. But, like, if you see something and you expect it, you know, and how you act towards that, that's your sun. right? Because it's your conscious actions. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, I love that example. I wish I remember who said it, but it was in my early studies of astrology. Anyways, so the sun and the moon's in the same sign right near each other during the Gemini new moon. And so what's beautiful about that is our subconscious actions and our conscious actions are meeting. What we feel emotionally and internally matches with how we are reacting to things, our self-expression. And so because we are so aligned, we can manifest like a motherfucker because we know what we want. There's no pullback. It's hard to manifest during full moons. It's possible, yes, but it's hard because you're feeling one way, but you're acting another, and you kind of are conflicted and don't really know what you want. But new moons is beautiful because you're centered. You know, how you're acting is how you're feeling and vice versa. You know, there's no confusion here. So it's pure, brand new energy. And it's pure, brand new energy with the moon phases too, because the moon is blank. You can't see it. And it's going to grow from here. So it's good to set the intention and allow the intention to grow. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why you need to manifest during new moons and release manifest during new moons, release during full moons. Okay, so that's what it is astronomically and astrologically. Okay, what does this new moon mean? Well, internally and externally, we are wanting to clearly communicate our thoughts and perspectives, and we will do so. All right, especially because this new moon is aspected pretty decently. No, that shouldn't be a thing, you know, nothing but a thing. But that's what we wanted to do. We want our thoughts to be heard. We want to be understood. That's the thing about Gemini energy natally in general. They want to be understood so bad. You know what I mean? They really, really do. They really want to be understood so bad. And so we're going to get in that vibe of eternally we want to be understood. Externally, we want to be understood, so we're going to allow that to happen. A lot of communication during this new moon, so it's really beautiful. What I notice about Gemini moons natally, like the natal folks, you know, they feel, everybody feels, right? But it's just how we process our feelings is what's different. And how they process it is like they feel something, but they're like, okay, but why do I feel this way? And they like try to figure it out on some self-mastery stuff. But then another feeling will pop up and they're like, well, why do I feel that way? And then they are connected with that. And then another feeling comes up. They haven't even finished processing these other emotions. They're just like feeling and going as they come. So that's why sometimes it may feel that, you know, Gemini moons are saying they feel one way, then saying they feel another way. It's again, and same with Gemini suns. They express themselves one way, you know, because they're like going through it and they're trying to figure out, you know, their self-expression through their thoughts and communicating with themselves and others, right? But then if they hear something else that sounds convincing, then they're going to be like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm with that. And people think it's two-faced. No, it's self-discovery and self-mastery. That's the big thing with Gemini, you know? And so please, guys, don't get it confused. Also, no sign hate in this podcast, okay? I'm not here to bash no sign. I'm not for it, especially Gemini, because those are my... And Placidus, they are my fourth and fifth. And whole sign there and equal sign there, my fifth. All right? Those are my babies. Don't with Geminis, okay? Not here. Okay? All right. So, I just got to make that clear real quick. And so, you know, that's the thing. Like, we are allowing ourselves to master ourselves, discover ourselves, think things through freely and openly, and then if another idea makes sense or you want to vibe with it, you can go along with it. It's kind of like just, I bet you beautiful conversations are happening this weekend that are like extended and turn into a whole different conversation, and it gets deep, and it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to really connect with yourself and connect with people that you care about and learn from them. All right. So, and then learn from that experience to help master yourself. You know what I'm saying? I just like it. I like Gemini moons. Gemini new moons and Gemini full moons, I'm usually emotional during them, but I'm not this time, so that's nice. But it's not like an emotional where I'm like a cry baby, but like I see something that's touching and it makes me cry. So that's usually, but that didn't happen this time, so that makes me happy. This new moon is in the first decan of Gemini, which the first decan is ruled by Mercury. And so we're really getting to the details of shit to fully understand it. You know what I mean? Virgos, which is the connected with Gemini, they get into the details of things to break it down in a practical sense so they can know what to do step by step and understand things in that sense. Geminis like to break things down to detail too, but they do it on a logical approach so they can understand it logically. Not so they can necessarily do some about it. They just want to understand every piece of it. You get what I'm saying? And so that's what we're going to be doing with our emotions and how we are expressing ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I feel this way. Why am I feeling this way? Digging deep. You know what I mean? And it may spew off other emotions that you feel about other things. And then you're kind of jumping all over the place. But allow that. That's kind of part of brainstorming, right? Allow that experience. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of people make it seem like mutable signs, especially Gemini and all of them, honestly. They say, oh, they're all over the place. They're jumping from here to there to there to there to there. You know, that's what makes them be able to manifest. And cardinal signs and fixed signs are honestly not that good at it. You know why? And I talked about this with y'all before, and I'm going to be talking about it in the future with people in my soul tribe. I can't wait for that podcast episode to happen. But it's the fact that mutable signs know how to let go and let God. You know what I'm saying? They'll say, hey, I want this, and then drop it and then go ahead and push forward. You know what I mean? Freaking Sagittarius, they'd be like, oh, they're really passionate about something. They feel motivated and driven. They want it. And then they let it go. And then, bam, it comes to them. They manifest the fastest because it's fire energy. They feel that passion deep within them. Their motivation. Pisces energy. They emotionally are connected to things. They imagine what they want. And then they let go, let God. Bam, they get it. You know what I mean? Virgos. Virgos will want something. They'll break it down in a practical sense. This is why they are the practical witches of astrology, okay? Don't play with them. Do not play with Virgo, okay? This is why they're the practical witches of astrology. I'm going to say it again, all right? Sorry for the noise in the background. And then when they do the process and the procedure they need to do, and they feel like it's perfected, and they let go and let God, bam, they get it. But with Gemini, they think of something. They're like, yeah, that's a good idea. I want to do that. They let go and let God, and bam, it's there. They're the second fastest manifestors. They really are. And so, you know, it's okay to do that because you can literally manifest by being so free thinking, flexible with your thinking and understanding and thought processing, okay? So allow it to happen. It's okay. It's not going to kill you. You don't have to always fulfill a goal. You don't always have to fucking streamline all the time. You know what I mean? Live a little, okay? Live a little. It's going to be all right. You don't always got to, you know, just allow yourself to go through the self-discovery side of you. You know what I mean? And get to the deeper side of you, okay? That's what I suggest, personally. So, yeah, get into the details of how you feel in a logical sense. Like, why do I feel this way? But why though? And see where that takes you. And you're going to really understand and discover some new things about yourself. It's going to be amazing, okay? So, let me talk about the numerology, though. Okay? So, it's this new moon happening 2 degrees Gemini. And 2 is connected to many, many of things, okay? So 2, as you know, is connected to like
two energies coming together, you know what I mean? Two separate energies, but they're kind of creating a union, and understand each other in that sense. So it's like a balance, speaking of like peace and balancing type of energies, which is pretty dope. So let me kind of break down the twos or whatever, in many different forms of divination. And yeah, let's do that. So hold on 1 second, just pull up something real quick. So two for astrology, when I think about two, I think about Taurus, and I think about the second house as well. Two in astrology is connected to self-worth, material worth, money, jobs, clothes, voice, possessions. You know what I mean? It's speaking of you building on your own, but it's like, what's the goal? You know what I mean? So you have to kind of create a union with yourself, like coming together with a goal that you have, you know, a practical goal, a material goal. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I feel like two is connected to in astrology. For tarot, you know, two, I think of two, I think of like decisions, choices, preparation, union, time management. You know what I mean? If you see the like two of wands is kind of like deciding if I should do this passionate and creative idea or that passionate creative idea. Like, how I have these opportunities, which way should I go? You know what I mean? Which passion should I fall under? Two of swords is kind of like, okay, I have this decision, that decision is plaguing my mind. I have to think, figure it out logically. I don't know which one to pick. Two of cups is two people coming together as one, being a union, but they're obviously two separate people, and they're still, you know, they're not coming together in a scorpionic type of way. Is they're coming together as two separate entities, understanding that they're two separate entities, not wanting to join together as one entity, but appreciating the union. You feel what I'm saying? Two of pentacles speaks of, you know, time management, balancing things, balancing priorities, and prioritizing, okay? So that's what I see there. Lastly, numerology.com has a nice little blurb about two that I'm going to read off to you guys, okay? It says, the numerology number two is known to numerologists as a supremely feminine force, one that represents both grace and power. It is cooperative, always aiming to bring peace and balance back to the relation to a relationship or situation. This numerology number is also very sensitive for all the numbers. For all the numbers, it has the strongest intuition. It is able to sense currents and feelings instinctively, then use these clues to connect with others empathically. How beautiful is that? At its very core, the two in numerology represents partnerships, the coming together or balancing of two individual people, concepts, or things. While it holds great power over any situation, it wields it with such diplomacy and tact that the result is not control and authority, but harmony and teamwork. It is a mediator, able to see two sides of a situation in an unbiased way and guide others down the middle road. How beautifully written is that? I love that. And it was basically speaking about all the things that I was touching on. So how about that? How about that? Okay. Really, really cool. So, manifestation talk real quick, though. Let me speak a word to you real quick. I say this all the time with you guys, but I just wanted to say it one more again, you know. If the new moon is aspecting any of your energy negatively, don't manifest things connected to that, you know. So, like, for instance, if, you know, you have an early degree mutable sign, you know, any natal planets in an early degree mutable sign, that means it's either opposing or squaring this new moon. Or even if you have any late degree fixed sign energies, you know, this energy, this new moon could be squaring your natal energy. So you have to kind of keep in mind what the planet represents, as well as what the house represents. and the sign, you know, just read the placement, right? And try not to manifest in that lane. Specifically, don't try to manifest things that represents that house, like areas of that house. Because it could get a little bit funny. The manifestation can come a little bit fucked up. I ain't going front, okay? So, keep that in mind. I'm trying to see if I have any examples in my chart personally. So I have a moon that's really close to Regulus, right? And so that means this new moon is actually squaring my moon, okay? And so my moon's in the seventh house, and so this is not a good time for me to manifest relationships. However, this new moon is in my Placidus fourth house. It's in my equal sign, equal house, fourth house, and it's in my whole sign, fifth house. And so I can manifest, energies connected to that. So, like, for instance, if I really want a romance, right, I wouldn't kind of manifest things for romance for a long term. I will manifest more like short-term fun romantic situations, you know what I'm saying? So you got to keep that in mind when you're manifesting, because you don't want things to kind of go awry, you know. There's going to be a new moon for each sign, so every energy is going to have its day. There's going to be opportunities for you to manifest for certain things, so don't feel down if you're trying to manifest something and, you know, it's not working out this moon, because there'll be another moon in which the energies will work out beautifully, okay? So keep that in mind too. All right, so lastly, let's go ahead and talk about these aspects. And then with my beloved Cosmic Gang, I'm going to have an extended podcast episode for you guys that will be left into the website, okay? But let's talk about these aspects. Okay. First aspect I see is that this new moon is trying Pluto retrograde at 24 degrees in Capricorn. And that's really interesting. This is a great opportunity for a big transformation within your life, okay? Specifically, if you are wanting to... Oh my God, this is connected to the reading, guys. Okay, so listen. Before I even talk about this, if you were a part of the Venus retrograde group, the Venus retrograde candle work, this is directly connected to this. So this is hilarious, and y'all are gonna laugh if y'all hear it, okay? I know there's a number of y'all that are connected to this. All right, so let me say this again. If you want a big transformation within your life, this is a great time to do it. You know, this is a great time to manifest it. This is why you've been seeing, hearing a lot of people getting blessings and shit. It's because of this aspect, all right? But the transformation is starting from within. And so it's kind of hyping yourself up, making yourself believe that this positive transformation can happen, and then bam, it can happen. The way that you're thinking is very important. This is why a lot of people have been seeing 111. Not 1111, but 111. Those are two different numbers. All right, 111, which is different from 1111. Like the four ones speaks more of spiritual enlightenment, twin flame type shit. Just you kind of going up another level in spirituality. But the three ones, 111, is saying like, yo, you got mad manifestation powers that you're not realizing right now. So you need to make sure your thoughts are clear and good. Don't think some negative shit, because it might actually happen. You know what I mean? And I understand, like, we're living in a weird situation right now. Things are kind of funny, and I get it. You know what I mean? I totally get it. But peep this, though. Transmute that shit, okay? So when you are feeling something weird, if you're having negative energies, if you're thinking some funny shit, right? Just be like, face that feeling. Look at it dead in the motherfucking face and be like, all right, I see you, thought. I see you, negative energy. That's not going to happen. I am blessed and highly favored by the Most High. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be fine. I'm blessed, and I'm going to continue to be blessed. That negative situation is not going to happen. Now I transmute you, bitch. Get the fuck out. Seriously.
like transmute, neutralize that shit, and send it back in. Face it though. Don't ignore it, because ignoring it is not gonna serve you, and the feeling's gonna keep coming back. And it's gonna come back stronger. You know what I'm saying? Face that shit and send it packing. Okay? Now, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, Pluto, again, is retrograde in Capricorn. And so this is a good time if you're wanting to transform things, transform the control and authority that you have in a life, in your life, transform the control, the authority figures within your life, you know. It's, you know, if you want a different boss, you want a different job, you want a set different career, you want to have your own career, you know, this is a good time to manifest it. And beyond just manifest it in the external way, this is a good time to start manifest it in the subconscious internal way. Make yourself believe that I am good enough, that I can do this. Because again, what I always say, self-worth is directly connected to material worth. The reason why you don't have the material things you want in your life is because you actually low-key don't believe that you deserve it. So this is a beautiful, when I say beautiful, it is a beautiful time to manifest transformation within your life, right? That could start from within, so you can start believing that you're worthy of the things that you want, and then you externally will get it. You feel what I'm saying? Please, y'all. And this is another thing too. Like, again, this new moon is all about communicating, understanding. You know what I'm saying? So it's changing your mind frame, your thought pattern. You can transform that so you can have the authority. You can have more control within your life. And it's going to happen harmoniously. It's going to be easiest pie. You can do some ill-ass magic to transform your internal thoughts and your internal feelings. And you will never think that negative and fucked up shit ever again in your life, man. Like, seriously, guys, take advantage, please. Please, all right? All right. So, next aspect is new moon is going to be trining Jupiter retrograde as well. This is going to be lovely because, you know, Jupiter is, of course, wealth and abundance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's retrograde. I remember someone was asking me, like, oh, I have Jupiter retrograde. It's not going to work out for me. Like, yeah, like, it actually will work out for you. The beautiful thing about Jupiter retrograde, folks, natally, is that you guys can't, so when you manifest, you have to manifest deeply from within. Like, everyone manifests from within, but you really got to manifest from within. You know what I mean? You can have, like, people that have Jupiter direct can manifest something. What was the example that I used? So let's say this, like, a Jupiter direct person can be like, you know what? I'm going to win this thing today. It's going to work out for me, right? Let go, let God go to the lottery place, get a ticket and win like a whole bunch of money so they can get what they want, right? And so it's happening externally. But with Jupiter retrograde, folks, natally, they can manifest something from within and really, really believe it and really connect with the universe. And they don't need things externally to happen. It will literally just drop in their face like, blah. So they don't need to take extra steps directly and go out like a Jupiter direct person needs to do. Things will literally fall in their lap, but they have to believe. Like, the big lesson, Jupiter retrograde people, is believing that you are abundant and you're prosperous, right? And, you know, going deep and being very internal when it comes to, you know, your philosophies, beliefs, ideas, cultures, and big picture, like, ideas on how you see the world and shit, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I'd like to say about Jupiter too is that, yes, Jupiter is about wealth and abundance, but it's about, again, big picture ideas, philosophies, beliefs, cultures, religions, and things like that, right? And there's a connection to it. You will be able to gain that wealth and prosperity if your philosophy, belief, ideas, and cultures are connected to your Jupiter placement. You know what I'm saying?
if you're following the right philosophies, beliefs to which to your life purpose and what you need to be doing right now, you will gain that abundance. All right. And so, like, for instance, like, my Jupiter is in Aries, and so I need to focus on philosophies and beliefs that are very individualistic, that is about self-growth, about strengthening my personality, my persona, my appearance, you know, going after what I want, you know, having some tenacity, being driven and motivated. Like, I need to follow those philosophies and beliefs, and then my abundance will happen. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's the same way. So let me talk about this, though. With this new moon trine Jupiter retrograde, you know, what's beautiful is that, you know, we can have a little taste of how it feels to be Jupiter retrograde, folks, and be able to manifest things and it literally plop in our lap. Like, literally on some magic lamp shit. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind. Another thing, too, is that, you know, you're going to be reviewing your philosophies, beliefs, ideas, cultures. You're going to be speaking on it. You're going to be seeing if it fits you or not. It's going to be just an automatic thing. You're going to be understanding big picture ideas that's out in the world that's supposed to serve you, that you're supposed to connect to at a deeper level. And seeing if it fits and serves you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be able to process it on a logical level so easily this new moon. This next 2 weeks, and actually this next month, but definitely within the next 2 weeks, definitely within this week, you're going to really be able to logically and process a lot of big picture ideas that, you know, you may have not fully understand yet, or you may be able to see it in a different light, different perspective that really, oh wow, it just like explodes in your mind. You're like, ah, okay, like I get it, even in a deeper, more important level, right? And again, that's good because, again, these philosophies, these beliefs, these cultures, these ideas, these big picture things, you know, that is going to lead us to our abundance, wealth, and prosperity. All right. So keep that in mind, boo. It's all going to be internal, though. You're not going to be talking. Even with the transformation I was talking about before, like, you're not going to be talking. It's just going to be happening. It's going to be very internal. You're not going to be really, like, you know, getting that deep with people about it, you know, is going to be really cool. You're going to be generally communicating with others to learn from them and to, you know, help you with the self-mastery, but you're not going to, you know, Gemini is very surface. They're quite, even though they're, you know, social butterflies, they're quite internal at the same time. And so you're going to be, yes, chatty, 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 but there's going to be some deeper layers that you're going to keep very internal and that you're going to hold on to, and it's gonna really be like, whoa, like I'm learning so much from just this little situation. It's a beautiful situation for sure. This new moon's also gonna be trine Saturn retrograde. Saturn retrograde is gonna be at 1 degree Aquarius, and you know, with that energy too, again, you're thinking of a master plan. Cause there's nothing but sweat inside your hand, okay? So, shout out to Rakim. He's an Aquarius too, so that's funny. I think he's like around 1 degree Aquarius too, which is another funny thing. But let me go on. His son is. Anyways, you're again going to be thinking of a master plan. So there can be more than sweat inside your hand, okay? You're going to have authority, control over your life and be able to, you know, understand your responsibilities and plan shit out so you can get your made the big goal that you want, so you can get the status, the career that you want, the reputation that you want, you know, so you can be comfortable and settled within the authority and control that you have available to you. Again, this is not time for you to take action. This is all planning, you know, planning time, being very internal, thinking things through, figuring out how can I get to this, to that top spot that I, or that whatever spot that I want to be in. How can I have more authority and control within my life? How can I be more sovereign? You know what I mean? And the thoughts are just going to come through. It really is. Like, the thoughts are just going to come through. The transformational
thoughts and things that is just going to come through. The abundance and prosperity ideas are going to just come through. It's just like, it reminds me of like the Empress card, where it's just like so much abundance, right? And it's just coming from within. You're not even doing that much but thinking, but being within your divine feminine. You know what I'm saying? Like just manifesting and just like bloop, it's there. Bloop, it's there. Idea here, idea there. Blessing here, blessing there. Like you're not even doing much. You kind of can't because of the quarantine anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's just such a blessing, y'all. So please take advantage. This new moon's beautiful. Lastly, this new moon's going to be square Mars, reiterating that you can't do shit this time around. Okay? So don't try to. You can't do shit this time around. With Mars in 6 degrees Pisces right now, you know, Mars in Pisces is really interesting. It's just saying that you have to be spiritually motivated to get things done. All right, that's what I really, really feel with that. Like, you have to emotionally feel that it's right in order for you to take action, make moves, be driven, be motivated to do something. And that feeling is very, you know, a lot of people say Mars Pisces people are lazy, and they're not. It's just that their emotions are greatly connected to what they do. You know, they literally channel and intuitively are guided to take action and to make moves. And so if they're supposed to stay still, they're supposed to stay still. This is telling you, stay the fuck still. Don't move. Don't try to take actions. If all them retrograde plans didn't tell you to do it, listen to this fucking square, okay? This is also saying, too, to, you know, you're going to be learning, especially with this Venus also retrograding in Gemini, too, to be a little bit careful with that mouth, okay? Don't be so flip with the mouth. I feel like generally people are being respectful from my outside looking in energy, which is dope. I think because, again, what's special about this Mars and Pisces energy is, you know, again, is intuition. So you're going to intuitively feel like, don't let me not wild out so much. You know what I'm saying? Let me kind of chill, you know? But with Mars square this new moon, though, there might be some emotional agitation and some even some direct agitation, because you're feeling like, damn, I want to make moves. I want to push forward, but I have to stay still, you know, because, again, you're having all these ideas, all this communication, all these like inspirations, and you can't do anything about it. But it's okay. This is time for planning. And it's so funny because I was just talking to someone about this, that this is a planning time right now, and it's okay to stand still. It's okay. This is reiterating that. Don't take any actions yet, okay? And be careful with that mouth. Don't be so mean, you know? Don't flip. Don't be too offended with people's words sometimes, okay? Just try to relax with it, all right? Alright, y'all, so that's what I have for the general pub for my cosmic gang people. I'm going to be talking about this aspect pattern that's happening with the new moon, or already happened technically. It's called the octile triangle. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how the new moon was conjunct with Pleiades star clusters. Alcyone, I pronounced that incorrectly, but it's Pleiades shit. So that's really interesting. We're going to get into that. And you guys know that I have my ascension cards, so I'm going to be reading the little blurbs off of that too. And then we're going to go talk about how the moon may affect you depending on which house it is in. Okay? All right. So look out for that, cosmic gang. I will have that to you. Soon. Very soon. This weekend for sure. Okay? But all right, y'all, I hope this was helpful. Again, let me know if you have any questions, and I hope you have a good new moon, babies. All right, peace. Oh, actually, too, if you're interested in being in the cosmic gang, go to astrodim.space and join. All right, you'll be able to get all the goodies and listen to it if you join as a paid member. If you join as a non-paid member, you actually have more access to the website. So you can go to the forums, you can read the blog post and all that. It's all cool. Or comment in the blog post, excuse me. And just have more access to the website, which is like super litty. So again, it's astrodim.space, astrodim.space. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.